Nolte, Queerness is Core of Disney Plus Willow Series. By John Nolte on November 30, 2022. Disney's streaming series Willow, a show aimed at kids, proudly features a queer romance front and center. Is there a difference between gay and queer? I'm not Googling that. These people really need to get over themselves. Remember that nice little 1988 movie, Willow? That mildly entertaining fantasy movie with Val Kilmer and Warwick Davis, the one centered on the romance between Kilmer's Meg Mardigan and Saoirse, who was played by Kilmer's then-wife, Joanne Whalley. Well, here the groomers go again. Willow's two main characters are Kit and Dove, both young women who wrestle with the legacy of Elora Danon, writes a breathless Susanna Polo at Polygon. A good part of Kit's journey is realizing that she's in mutual love with Dove. Polygon interviewed the series writer, Jonathan Kasten. Polygon, how did a queer relationship come to be the core of this show? When did it enter the process and was there any pushback? Jonathan Kasten, there was no pushback. What's interesting is, I hope and I believe we're at a moment where you're going to see a paradigm shift in that. And hopefully, the way that it's gonna happen is that these kinds of queer stories, particularly like this one, that were just organic to the narrative we were telling, find their way in, and it becomes less of a surprising and unusual thing to see. There was no pushback, y'all. Disney did not push back when the core of a Disney streaming series aimed at kids turned gay. Disney. Disney. Hey, we want to make this kids show all about homosexuality. Cool. Carry on. Has anyone seen my Balenciaga catalog? And what great timing, just when Bob Iger returns to the Disney captain's chair carrying all these lies about culture wars. What culture wars? Iger was the one who helped push his successor now predecessor Bob Chapek off the ledge to oppose a Florida law that protects small children from being groomed by all the creeps and perverts employed in government-run schools. The truth is this. Disney's grooming crusade began under Iger. Adding innocence-shattering homosexuality to entertainment aimed at little kids came from Bob Iger, era uno. And that move had nothing to do with teaching little kids to be decent towards those different from them. Disney managed to do that for nearly 100 years without exposing kids to sexuality. When a child is exposed to the idea of adult sexuality and sexual preference is not up to Bob Iger or Disney or public schools. That decision is up to the parents. And now Iger is running around saying he wants to disengage from the culture wars in Eridos. But on the very same day he's out saying that his company is outselling Queer Willow to kids. It is no longer safe to leave your children alone with Disney. To give credit where it's due, Iger's decision to change the Disney logo to this is a step in the right direction for truth in advertising. The trailer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.